So there are some contrasts here that we see, but at the same time, we see some comparisons. You know, as I come back here to Numbers chapter 11 regarding the burden of the mediator, you know, Moses' complaint here, "Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant?" Did not our Lord cry under the affliction of what he was charged with to bear, the sin of his people, the just for the unjust? I don't want to treat lightly at all. In fact, in Mark chapter 14, we see something of the burden of what it was for even our Lord Jesus to bear, to be the sin bearer for his people. Here in Mark chapter 14, in verse 33, it says, "And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy." That word heavy means burden. So as a man, this was no light thing for the Lord to face the cross. He never turned from it. And I don't believe that even his cries here to the Father were any indication of turning away from it. Not at all. But nonetheless, it's written that we might know that this suffering that was brought upon him was due to our sin. It says in verse 34, "And saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death." Now you look at some of the comparisons where Moses said, "If thou deal thus with me, kill me." You see the comparisons, the burden? Were these things written, even coming out of Moses' mouth? Was this just written for his sake? No, it's written for our sake. It's for us, again, the picture, to see how if this was true of Moses, how much more so with our Lord Jesus Christ.